Right, this is my third attempt at this audio boo, and I am going to do it if it kills me, because things have happened every time I've tried to do it so far. I just thought I'd do a boo about my day today, really, because it's been rather nice. I went out this morning, discovered the sun was out, and it was warmer than I expected it to be. A bit of a breeze, but really nice. Went out and caught the bus into town. The bus that came was a 68, which is a stagecoach one. And I got on that and discovered that there were no seats downstairs. Somebody started trying to point me at a seat, but I was just hopeless at guiding. And I ended up saying, I think they were pointing me at side seats as well. And I ended up saying it's just going to be easier if I go upstairs. So I went upstairs and found one straight away. That was an old Dennis Trident. Most of the ones on that route are from about 2004, but I've no way of telling, other than that it's a Trident, what kind of era it is, really. But most of them are that era. So I got into town, that was on time, and that was all good. Went and had sausage and chips in the cafe at the bus station. £4.30 for sausage and chips and a cup of tea, not bad. And they're always really nicely done chips as well. So, did that, and then went and got the number 3 bus to where I was going. Now, that is a stagecoach service, and it was an Optare Versa, which they have a few of. They're not quite full-length single-deckers, but not really quite MIDI buses either. They're a funny halfway-in-between thing. But they seem to be quite popular with some operators, but I don't like them. I don't like the ride quality. And I've got a feeling that they'll probably be falling apart in a few years. But I did discover that just behind the driver, there are 2 seats facing forwards, up a step, I presume, on the wheel. And there's like a bar on the side of the seat, which acts both as a handle for disability regs for people walking along the aisle if they need to hold on to something. But it also means on those high seats, if you're going around corners fast or something, you're not going to fall off. I think it's a good feature. So I didn't know those buses had that seat behind the driver. It's certainly worth knowing if you're totally blind where these convenient little seats are. So that's quite a good discovery for me. And so I got to where I was going and discovered that they've put a crossing in on the road. I'd crossed right by the bus stop. But kind of halfway between the bus stop and where I actually want to go, they put the crossing in, so I can go along to that next time, which helps even more. So that's good. On the way back on service 3, I had an old, when I say old, but actually from, I think they're 56 reg, Scania that was transferred from Preston Bus to Stagecoach when Stagecoach had to sell Preston Bus, which is an East Lancashire steam body. Scania N94. Horrible things again, I don't like the ride on those either. And they sound like they're falling apart, and the Preston Bus ones are just the same. Somehow I think Preston Bus will get rid of theirs. In the next not too long, I don't think it'll be. And got back into Preston Bus Station and had my 4th type of the bus of the day on my 31 service on the way home, which was a Preston Bus Optare Solo, which I believe are causing them some reliability problems now. So I don't know how long those have before they start to get replaced, which will be interesting because they've got quite a lot of them. But I've heard this about solos before, and with all the things that have happened up there in the last few years, I'm not surprised. So we'll have to see whether we end up with more streetlights in Preston. I really have no idea, but I think that's a possibility. And it was still sunny when I got back. And then as I was doing the second go at this boo, because the first one I tried to do on the bus station when I was waiting for that 31, it started throwing it down, but it seems to have now stopped again. Anyway, it kept dry for me. It's been a nice day. I had some sunshine, some fresh air, and all good. And here's something flying over, which we get a lot of, but I don't think has ever happened on one of my audio boos. So, makes a change, but especially in the afternoon, we seem to get a lot.